It was dark in the village. Most people were in bed asleep. The moon was bright, stars filled the sky, and the air was calm. But suddenly, from somewhere in the shadows, came the screech of a cat. Dustbin lids clattered down, and a dog began barking excitedly. Anyone who'd been out might have seen a young cat, its tail bushed out and its ears laid flat, sprinkling along the back street for all it was worth. And belting along behind it was the barking dog. If you'd had very sharp eyes, you might just have seen the deep scratch on the dog's nose. The dog certainly knew about it. There weren't any trees for the cat to climb, but one outhouse door had a gap at the bottom, through which you could see a faint light. At least you could if you'd been a young cat running for your life. It darted in and found itself in a sort of cowshed, and sprang for the highest thing it could see, which was at the top of a cow stall, and it turned to face the enemy. However, the enemy had missed the turn, and the cat, well, it was hardly more than a grown-up kitten, really, could hear the dog yelping further down the street outside. As cats do, it soon sat down and gazed about it. The faint light was coming from a small lamp down by the feeding trough in the next stall. A man and a woman, looking absolutely worn out, sat on the straw and were leaning back on the side of the stall. Beside them, in the feeding trough, on some fresh hay, was a newly born baby. In the stall where the cat was sitting, it could now see, was a cow lying, chewing. And in the next stall was a donkey, just standing. Animals don't always make a noise when they speak, and the cow said silently to the cat, "Have you come to see the baby too?" No, said the cat, "I didn't know there was a baby here. I was running away from a dog." "Ah," said the cow. "Why," said the cat, "is it a special baby or something?" "It must be," said the cow. "There was a whole bunch of shepherds in here a while ago. Kneeling down in front of it, they were. Said they'd heard about it from angels, would you believe? No one made a fuss of us," she added. The chain round her neck chinked as she looked down at her little calf, lying in the dark beside her. It was at this point that the dog returned. Having lost the scent and found it again, it was now wriggling in through the gap under the door, growling and ready to do battle. It got in, stood up, shook itself and began to sniff round for the cat, which stood watching it with glaring eyes, high on the stall, its back arched and spiky. But then something odd happened. The dog found the stall where the family were, and it stopped growling. It crept forward, very quietly. So quietly that the man didn't notice, or didn't mind, and it stared at the baby with outstretched nose and one paw raised just a little. The cat made its way round the top of the stall to where it could see better, and it too gazed down at the baby. And as it did, its fur settled, and its face lost its frightened, fiendish look. Apparently it forgot all about its fear, because it jumped down and stood right beside the dog. The pair of them sat down in the straw, quite calm, and so close they were touching. The silence was broken by a faint, tired sigh from the woman, and the man murmured some tired words of comfort. And all of a sudden the cat began to purr. It was a terrific rattling purr, like it often is with cats just coming out of kittenhood. Its sides shook as if it had a little engine, and then, watched by the dog, it picked its way through the straw to the woman and climbed on her knee, still purring and purring. And it went on purring until the woman smiled, and then sleep found her, soothed by the lullaby of a cat filled with peace. Then the dog went over to the man, and it lay down close to him with its chin on his foot. and he stroked it, and then he too fell asleep. In the next stall but one, the donkey said, silently, to the cow, "The ancient stories were right." "What ancient stories?" said the cow. "It's been passed down," said the donkey. "It's an old, old promise from long ago that there would come a time of peace among all the animals." "Peace?" "Yes. No more hurting and destroying in all God's world." "Like that cat and that dog, you mean?" said the cow. "You mean this is it?" The donkey slowly scratched its head on the side of the stall. I don't know if this is it completely," he said, very honestly, "but it was to start with a new human baby, a very special one." "Well," said the cow, "this one is certainly special, what with the shepherds and the angels and that, and it certainly is remarkable about that cat and that dog." She stood up and craned her neck until she could just see over the stall to where, in the faint lamplight, the little family was sleeping. And after a while, the donkey heard her say, "Yes, this is it. This is the baby human of God's peace. You can feel it somehow. You only have to look at him."